conversation on the global game. This is World Football on the BBC World Service.
Hello and welcome to World Football with me, Lee James. Here on World Football, it's not just the talking points on the pitch which we focus on, it's also issues off the pitch too. And for one national team, those off-the-pitch issues have come to the forefront in the latest international window. Zambia's international women's team have withdrawn four United States-based players from their squad for a tournament in China because of travel measures introduced by US President Donald Trump. Since taking office for the second time, Trump has signed an executive order to draft a list of countries that will mean a partial or full suspension on visitors from some nations. It is unclear if China is on the proposed list, but non-American residents have experienced increasing difficulty in re-entering the country in recent months. So what impact are the measures having on global football? World Football's Isaac Fanning can tell us more.
All week we've been hearing about these economic tariffs that the United States President Donald Trump has levied on a number of countries around the world. China have received a really big economic tariff, and it really highlights the tension that exists between the United States and China. And Zambia's Football Association have sort of found themselves caught in the crosshairs of this story because their women's team were due to head to China and play in a tournament as part of their preparations for the Women's Africa Cup of Nations. But Zambia has four players who play their domestic football in the United States. You've got one of the best players in the world, Barbara Banda, BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. She plays for the Orlando Pride. She's got two teammates who play at the Orlando Pride with her, Prisa Chilifuya and Grace Chanda. And then you've got Rachel Kundinanji, who plays for Bay FC. Now, they have been told to stay in the United States because another tenet of President Trump's political agenda is his immigration policy, and there are concerns that if they were to go and play for Zambia in China, that they might not be able to get back into the United States. I actually spoke to the Zambian Football Association communication director, Sidney Mungala, and I asked him what went into making this decision to keep these top quality players at home so close and with so few opportunities to prepare for the Women's Africa Cup of Nations, which will start in July.
Initially, when we announced that we'll be playing in this international tournament in China, we didn't have any problems that we anticipated around the travel of players because obviously the players were here in a month ago for during the FIFA window game. We played Malawi here in Zambia. So we had Barbara Banda was here, Grace Chanda obviously injured. The other player was also available, but we got informed by the authorities in the US, particularly from the club side, that in light of new regulations for anybody traveling from the US to China, your players may run into a challenge when they'll be coming back. So when we learned about that situation, we engaged our embassy, the Zambian mission in Washington, to just try and clarify the issues on the ground. And we had hoped that they were going to pull it off for us. But at the end of the day, after consulting the Zambian mission in the Washington and also the club, particularly Orlando Pride and also Bay FC, it became clear that the best option under the circumstances was to allow the players to stay where they are, and hopefully they can be allowed for other assignments, because I think there's a lot of issues going on between the US and China, and we just kind of got caught up in that situation.
Sydney, how have the players responded to this? It must be quite difficult for them not being able to represent their country.
Of course, they were shocked. They didn't anticipate that it was going to be something that was going to prevent them from coming to feature for their national team. Remember, we are preparing for the Women Africa Cup of Nations in July. So these are very important players for our preparation. So the coach obviously had them in her plans. And unfortunately, I think we've had to just make do with what we have under the circumstances. We would have loved to have them because obviously these are very key players to our setup.
In terms of future call-ups, do you think this will be a problem going forward?
Well, we don't think it will be a problem. I think the biggest issue is that maybe if we are going to play games in destinations like China, which have got issues with the US, probably that would be a problem. So I think going forward, we would hope that maybe we'll play games in venues where we'll have fewer challenges as regards the travel of players. Like I mentioned, we had two games at home during the last FIFA window, and we had no challenges with players coming down to feature for their country. And obviously, we didn't anticipate that heading to China would be an issue for our players who are playing in the US. But I think we've had to learn the hard way, having had to run into these situations.
We've got Women's Africa Cup of Nations a few months away. This isn't ideal preparation, is it?
Well, I think we just have to, we will still have another window. I think the coach has had to call placements for the players that are not available. But the ideal would have been to prepare with the best players available. But I think like anything in football, sometimes we have to deal with injuries. We have to deal with illnesses. Some players can be suspended, or we've just treated it as one of those situations that there are times when your best players are not going to be available depending on the situation in football. But like I said, ideally, we would have loved to have our best players available for this assignment because it's actually very important for us in terms of preparing for the WAFC.
I wonder whether you think this might be an African problem, that other teams from the continent might have issues with their US-based players.
Well, we hope that since this problem has come to light now, I believe that the authorities will have to clear the way, maybe prepare better going forward. Probably it's good that it is happening now that we are playing a preparatory game, because if it was a competitive game or a tournament, I think it would have been a lot harder for us to recover from this situation. So I believe that this has to be treated as a wake-up call. I think we have to pay a lot more attention to the changes that have come as a result of the change of guard in the US. I think all of us have to work a lot harder and try and anticipate some of these problems so that we don't get to face these situations when we play important games.
Does this mean that you guys have to be a bit more wary about where you choose to play your future football matches?
Well, we would love to treat this as an isolated incident. I think the China-US situation is special, but of course, we didn't anticipate that it would also extend to our players who are actually playing in the US and are going to China, because this is a football issue, which is sport. But I believe that outside the US-China situation should not be able to encounter these problems elsewhere. But I think we just have to be proactive and see to what extent some of these changes have actually permeated the rest of the world.
Sydney Mangala, the communications manager at the Football Association of Zambia, speaking to World Football's Isaac Fannin. If you've missed anything from World Football, you can catch up wherever you get your podcasts from, including the story of the first Matildas, Australia's 1975 Asian Cup pioneers, who are being recognised 50 years on.
Oh, it means the world to me. I'm so proud and so chuffed for the rest of my teammates. After 50 years, we're going to finally be recognised as the first Matildas. Any sports person, it doesn't matter what sport you play, if you achieve the highest level in that sport, you want people to know that you've achieved that highest level. You want to be acknowledged.
Thank you for listening to this episode of World Football. If you liked it, please leave us a rating and a comment. Goodbye for now.
World Football is a BBC Sport production for the BBC World Service.